Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and today I want to take you into the book of Isaiah, just a few verses from chapter 6. I won't give you everything because my desire is that you will get right back into the Word of God and check out for yourself what the whole of the message is, or more specifically, what is the message that you need to hear. Oh, the message is always the same. It is the gospel. The message is always different. For every time the Spirit of God gets hold of a heart and instructs that heart, often using the Scriptures, the individual heart is touched, and no two of us responds exactly the same, even to God's Word. Isaiah was ready to respond to God's Word, and we see in chapter 6 that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to the other and said, "Holy, holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged." Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." And he said, "Go." Oh, there's more to the message. God said, "Go and tell this people what I have told you to tell them." This would be an ongoing assignment. This would be something that would last through king after king throughout the life of this wonderful prophet of God. But the point I want to share with you today is not all that Isaiah did. The point is that God called this man, forgave his sins, and told him to go and share this wonderful message with the people of God. And when I look at it this way, I think of something that happened hundreds of years later, when one who had been prophesied by Isaiah himself to come as the suffering servant, that one who was to be born of a virgin, to live a life that was full and rich without sin, one who would be called the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, this one, of course, is Jesus. And after Jesus finished the role of being the sacrifice, yes, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, after he was buried and after he rose again, after some time with his disciples, he came and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go." Yes, he said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The similarities of these two portions are that the ones who were told to go, to proclaim the message of God, are the ones that God had called to himself, had forgiven their sins, and was now ready to send them out into the world to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of God. But it does not stop there. You see, you and I, those of us who have prayed to receive Jesus as our Savior, he is, by the way, the only one who could answer that plea, we are also the recipients of that very same command to go into all the world. You see, we are just like those disciples Jesus sent out, for we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We have been called to serve and even commanded to share what we know. The messengers come and go, but the message, the love and salvation provided by God never changes. This is one of the reasons I love to be in the Word of God, that I might see the whole of what God has shared for our benefit, our salvation, and our growth. Oh, my time is gone for today, but I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.